mind?
Jim and Gwen?
We are asking you for a yes or no answer.
Jim and Gwen, the magnitude of this, you know, understand that this is crucial.
You have to do is say yes or no.
We can't answer that. You know, Jim and Gwen, you have to understand that we have a business to run. We have to make a living. We have to work for a living.
Do with that. This is standing behind.
This is, and we.
Okay, but what you asked us yesterday.
You agreed.
But Gwen and Jim, you came into our home and made this accusation about us, about John and Shirley allowing them into our home. And because we did that, we were given this ultimatum that we were shocked that you gave us, that you said that if we allow them into our home, then we are. The meeting is taken, and we are no longer a part of this fellowship.
It was you folks that sat 8 o'clock this morning.
But you
know, decision. It was not us.
But Jim, and Gwen.
Marlene,
just wait, Jim. Just 1 minute.
Just,
no, you've been talking steady.
Okay, go ahead. You go ahead.
You folks at 8 o'clock this morning.
We feel.
Decision. And you also said that you would give us a yes or no answer, a simple yes or no answer. And you also told us that you would give us the name of the other overseer that you talked to.
No, not overseer. We talked to.
It's overseers.
We have talked to.
To Dale, and you gave us his name.
It's overseers still.
The other overseer's name.
But Jim, one thing.
That's Marlene. You said that.
Okay. One thing you need to understand is when we spoke to Dale Schultz, it was before the meeting that was held at Veach's. It was before that meeting. So when we talked.
You never told us that.
Oh, well, I can tell you what day we talked to him, Jim.
But you never told us that yesterday.
Jim, I can.
You gave us to feel that he was in support of you.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay.
What you did in your home.
We said, that's what we said, did we? That Dale Schultz
you
said?
Three things that Dale supported you in.
We told you, Jim.
We talked.
That.
We talked to overseers, Jim.
And we told them that the decision was to be spirit-led by us. That is what we told you.
You said that these overseers told you that these people would be welcome in their province for fellowship.
Jim?
You told us that,
yes,
Marley.
Okay, just 1 second.
No, you told us that.
Well, Jim...
You also said that they told you that it was up to you to make the decision as to who would be in your home.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Gwen, we never said that, did we?
Yes, yes.
We might have, Marlene.
Dale, we never told him.
That decision was going to be.
Up to us. Who met in our home?
They told us that it had to be spirit-led. So,
yeah.
So that is up to us.
And
yeah, that's
we
right.
Said,
you also told us that putting sheep or people out of fellowship would kill the sheep.
Yeah.
Do that.
No, we never, we said.
You told us that.
Jim.
You did.
Jim.
Please don't back.
Jim, are you listening to anything that we say?
I've listened, and you have promised to give us a yes or no answer, and you set the time for 8 o'clock.
So, Jim, you won't give us a letter
and
in writing?
You also told us that you would give us the second overseer's name.
No, we didn't.
And you didn't, did you say? That,
Jim?
You said that we would not give you, you would not give us a letter.
No.
Okay.
What we said is that we.
No. We just asked you right now.
Behind what you wrote.
Just right
okay.
Now. Would you give us a letter?
No.
Okay, Jim. Just 1 second here.
Would you?
We would if we said that we only talked to two overseers. We are. No, we didn't.
You said that.
Okay.
We talked to more than
well,
two.
Well, we've talked to more than two.
You said you took a consensus and you
yes.
Right. Right. Okay. But here's the thing, Jim.
Lied to us.
Jim.
Marlene, you lied to us.
Jim, we did not lie to you. I am.
Jim. Marty. Jim, would you give us more time?
No.
You
set the time for 8 o'clock this morning.
So
you said that you would give us a yes or no answer.
So you won't consider giving us more time.
No.
To think about this.
Because Jim, this matters.
This matters to us.
And when you come and.
It's a matter of standing behind this ministry or not. And if you have to break your word. To have more time.
Yeah.
Then no.
Jim.
Then you're saying no.
Jim, can we tell you something? We had company last night. We worked all day. We hadn't eaten supper at 9 o'clock because of this major situation.
But we never invited your company over.
No, we didn't either. We did not know they were coming. They came unexpected. But
that has nothing to do with us, Marnie.
I know. We understand that. We totally understand. But a decision of this magnitude, Jim and Gwen, you must understand that we have to work. We left. We were just reeling over this. We have got to...
reading yesterday, you were in a pretty wild state.
Well, Jim, I'll have to tell you, what you and Gwen...
This is important to us.
This matters to us.
We're holding you to your word, so are you going to support your word?
Of course we'll support our word, but have you ever needed...
Yes or no answer.
Jim, have you ever needed more time on such a major decision?
Not on this kind of a decision, no.
Have you ever had to have major time on major decisions?
Not on this kind of a decision, no. This is yes or no on whether you will support the ministry.
So you're saying that you're going to do something?
We are saying that we are asking you to uphold your word and give us a yes or no decision.
And Jim, we are asking you, we have one request.
And we are not accepting it, so therefore we are asking you to keep your word.
Jim?
So give us your word, yes or no.
We cannot answer that without more prayer. We have got to have more time for prayer and meditation.
That is a no.
Well, Jim, if it's a no, then you and Gwen have decided it for us.
No.
Yes, you have.
Yes, you have, Gwen.
If you will not say yes.
We have not had enough time to pray about this and to meditate about it for something that will affect us eternally. We have got to have more time.
I should mention to...
It's at 8 o'clock this morning, and you told us also you'd give us the name of the other singular overseas...
Okay.
Jim and...
Dale, I just want to clarify one thing. Jim, when we were talking to you yesterday, we had visited with Dale Schultz before this ever happened. It was the day...
You used it in context with your present situation.
Okay, well, you surmised that. We never said it.
You told us, that we read you the statement.
Listen...
That you told us.
Okay.
That was in connection with
Jim,
your situation and your meeting.
Jim,
you used it for that.
Jim, listen, we said to you, we had a visit with Dale Schultz. We did not divulge what was in that meeting. We visited with Dale at the time of Martin's mother's funeral, which was before this ever happened, 1 week ago Saturday.
Marty, we're not getting anywhere, so...
Okay.
Support yourself, and now you're backing...
Well, and we have talked to other overseers. I mean, we...
You told us you talked to two, and you took their consensus.
Well, we've talked... No, Jim, we've talked to more than two overseers, haven't we, Dale? We've talked
to
more...
Jim, our decision is that we have to have more time.
We have to have more time.
We will not give you that time.
We have got to have more time, Jim. We haven't had time to pray.
So we will have to leave it at that, and we'll get back with you. And
you give us a number that we can call you.
No, I'm sorry.
And
you gave your word, and you chose the time at 8 o'clock.
That's all we can do.
Because, Jim, when somebody...
Oh, decision is made,
Jim and Gwen, one thing I want you to know is that I'm taping this information, this message.
You are?
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
That is deceitful.
Okay.
Totally deceitful.
Okay,
no,
Jim.
There's nothing... Just everything that you said is true.
You never told us at the beginning of this conversation.
Okay.
That doesn't make any difference.
Jim, I want to tell you...
No.
Okay, well then...
I am going to... Spread this around.
Okay.
Yeah, you spread it around.
Have illegally.
Okay.
A conversation without telling us.
I did tell you, so that's
an elder and an elder's wife is totally deceitful and dishonest.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And I have no confidence.
Jim, I'm still recording this.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
What I have said.
Yeah.
Is on that tape.
That's
yeah.
What you have said is on this tape at the very
last. You're going to pass it around. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can pass it around.
Okay.
No, you're going to.
No,